Fujimoto is familiar with the Alamo City.
I was the associate conductor of the San Antonio Symphony for 5 years, so yes.
She's been gone for a few years.
Well, I'm finishing up my second season as the associate conductor of the Minnesota Orchestra, and I've been living in Minneapolis for the last 2 years since I left San Antonio.
It was time well spent.
Yes, there's an abundance of culture there. Symphonic, choral music, great theater scene. And yeah, it's just a really great place to live. And part of that is that there's a lot of great culture there.
That said, she's back in South Texas.
I've just been appointed the music director of the Mid-Texas Symphony.
Unlike most symphony orchestras, the Mid-Texas Symphony isn't bound to one city. They serve New Braunfels and Seguin and nearby communities.
The musicians hail from San Antonio and Austin symphonies, as well as many other orchestras in the region. And obviously, I'll be commuting from Minnesota, and I'll be in residence the week of the concerts.
She has no plans to move back at this point. Her position with the Minnesota Symphony is her primary job. This week, she's hitting the streets in New Braunfels and Seguin, pressing the flesh and figuring out the best way forward for the symphony.
Right after this, I'm about to head up to those two cities and start a tour of meet and greets and listening to the leaders in the community and members of the orchestra board and staff and the musicians, and just get to know you kind of week.
Her first public concert with the Mid-Texas Symphony is on September 15th at Texas Lutheran University in Seguin. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.